Did you review them and see?
Yeah, I didn't see a thing. Now they looked.
Well, a motion and second.
Just make a motion and I'll make the motion, we accept them.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pose the same sign. Then it's approved. Next item on the agenda was to talk about this contract initiative or that I did grab as I walked out the office. Although I think we all should have got it, but we didn't.
That's not gonna take it.
You get off here.
Anybody else?
I think they gave us the information we wanted.
Yeah.
We'd like to know we're not to be this low yet, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then it asked me, there was a big part trying to get today into the commission. And I'm not sure what happened. My secretary Cheryl's out of town. Tammy's trying to work with the county to get it set up to where they didn't. Do you know any more than I do?
No.
No.
Yeah, Randy was trying to do that, right?
Yeah.
What was your set? Well, there's not much. I don't know if there's anything too much on that until.
Do we need to go around with names to help you get started?
I already got y'all down.
All right.
You know, it's definitely something that the commission's going to have to decide on.
Did Randy get back from David?
No, he didn't. I was hoping maybe he got a hold of you guys.
No.
I might trust the last meeting. Mm-hmm. And but basically, we don't know what we can do until we know what they can do.
No, that's right. They need to approve this. I don't think it says we did for, you know, they had requested we do this. That's why I was kind of stick with it because you heard what he said. This is one of the things they wanted us to do when we started this committee, and we've got it done.
Can you come in for a second and help us?
Sure.
She's one.
Everybody knows Miss Dean?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I know about you, no one.
Hi, Evan.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
We are trying to make an appointment with the commissioners to hear a proposal about evaluating projects.
Okay.
And we kind of thought that Mr. Hayes was going to touch base with them. Do you know whether he was able to schedule anything with the commission?
I do not know. I'm going to schedule with the commission, so
I don't think you
if there's any documentation you want the commission to review prior to.
Yeah, did Randy give you a copy of that for them? Isn't that or
the website supposed to be talking about here?
So what will it take us to get
I have not seen this.
Okay, what will it take us to get on their calendar to ask them about what we need to do about getting a priority project list evaluated?
Talk to me, and then I'll present it to them, and they can tell me when to put it on. That's kind of how
we're
it works.
We're talking to them right now. Okay.
So I will present it to them
okay.
within the next week,
okay.
and we'll get you put on the agenda.
Yeah. I did. Now, is this more thorough than what we had today? The deal I got in the mail.
I just do two places.
It's exactly.
It's just front back. This is just front back.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
What do you think their schedule would they be like an afternoon meeting 2 weeks from now or after morning meeting a month from now? Do you have
that idea?
Unless I look at the calendar, I do not know.
No.
Would you prefer an afternoon meeting?
Do they meet on Mondays?
Mondays and Thursdays.
If we got on their calendar at 3 o'clock at our time, we wouldn't have to worry about our schedule.
Today would get rid of that.
Yeah.
Also, the sooner the better, because we're kind of in arrears on this item.
But it would appear that Randy had made contact with Nikki.
Yeah, apparently.
We've broken down communications there, so I guess we need to do that from commission standpoint. And what we're doing is Nikki, we'd like to set something.
Okay.
Yeah, you can request it. We'd like, you know, to talk over this with them because there's money involved that they
okay.
have to approve.
Then we need to do that in the future.
We'd like to know what they want us to do, you know.
Okay. So how long would you want to speak
with
them? Is this a 15-minute thing or
half an hour.
About half an hour.
Okay.
And they all can review this and pretty
okay.
well know what we're talking about. This is what they asked us to do when we started this committee.
Okay.
we've got our work done now, and it's going to cost money, and, and, you know, we think we've got done, they may have other things for us to do, or another direction.
Okay. I'll let you guys know.
That probably won't be the proper for it called now, which is nature.
And actually, when we got here, Commissioner Ringer, I thought we were just going to come right in and leave.
I was.
Randy, yeah. Here is all your phone place. I
was just left.
We've got to resolve this issue that we got a staff representative over here. And Nikki is not the transportation guy. Randy's got to do this. At least in my estimation, he's the staff representative we're connected with.
Yeah, I think I was glad I had Cheryl to be doing what she's been doing.
Yeah.
Well, we had this somewhat breakdown with the fire.
We don't know, he hasn't talked to him. He just might not went to Nikki. I mean, you know, you don't know. What?
Nikki's the one who talked to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
can have
him. It's going to be us doing it all.
They know they're not.
But he may have called him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Outside the.
We need to follow protocol and she knows protocol.
Yeah, well, we need people to work for us, and they need to have a staff right here who works for us. Every board has people that are responsible on a paid staff to help.
Clarify exactly what we want to do here.
And also, so that could be just as guilty as we are.
We could share.
Right now, I'm blaming on David. David, okay. I'll take the lead. Basically, we moved on and discussed in regards to that for a while.
That's where we got to that point and kind of got stopped.
I think the letter accurately reflects what we asked them to come back with, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. Different options and how much it would cost to build.
Well, I was pleased that they did take our recommendation to add safety to the building. I mean, examined the previous submittal. It didn't have a safety on it. That's on this. And that's, in my mind's eye, at least the smaller projects, the intersection type projects, that's the number one issue. And the larger projects, it's going to be one they have in mind. These other parameters, you know, going into that.
There's one thing I would like to ask. You know, I was gone for a couple of times, and this closing this bridge out here, did we ever, you know, we were talking about submitting a letter or something.
Yeah, the latest I heard is MoDOT moved the date back.
They did. 2014, I think.
Yeah, think about it some more.
Yeah.
That's the last I've heard.
Yeah.
So we may have had an effect.
I know the schools are going, are marching ahead to find alternate routes, well, to make their plan. I know they're doing that. Because somebody the other day asked me about how we're going to, what we've done about it. I said, well, we haven't done much of anything about it, but.
We had the new area engineer, Beth Schaller, last meeting or two. I guess if we get information from her also updates and decide we need to take a stand or coordinate some kind of public information.
So they're still looking at it pretty much. I talked to Chad a couple weeks ago. They're still looking at options. I mean, I don't think they decided they're going to close it for sure. I think they pretty much changed it. So
they
pushed it back and they're still trying to figure out ways around this.
Yeah. When I submitted the survey, I said I liked the roundabout, you know, and I complimented on it getting done. But then down in remarks, I told whoever put out the word they were going to close that bridge, you know, probably shouldn't be working for MoDOT anymore because that was a bad decision, unless it was done to get funding and MoDOT didn't want to fund. You know what I'm saying? And that may have been what they were doing, is there might be the same thing over here. They're searching for people to step up and say, we'll match, we'll pay, we'll do, you know.
Well, I think that option would contemplate a new bridge. that's what the new money would be for, but the rehab of the old bridge requires it to be closed.
Sure, so, I understand that, but yeah. That's what I meant, though. I told them they need to build a new bridge and leave while the old is standing.
Some of the discussion was, and David, you might have been there at partners meeting, was the fact that they're having quite a bit of success with some formulas where they build a bridge on a temporary platform just adjacent to that bridge, mm-hmm. and then they just slide them across. Yeah. And they, I saw that work between Kansas City and or some of those tributaries at Truman on 7. They slid some bridges across there, but they weren't nearly the size of that bridge. So I don't know if parts of it could be done in components, but anyway, that's what they were trying to think of a way to do, was to get all the work done right beside the slide in place.
Yeah. Well, I think we'd still want to, put pressure on them. I know they've got a real problem there, and I know they said if they built a new bridge to the east, they had some problems because that was, the road that goes down to Shadow Rock and all. They had certain things that gave that, said they couldn't do that. Talking about closing the bridge out here on 76,
If you heard anything of the status of it, this commission more would do as it moves forward.
It depends on the money, but at the same time, I think they'll keep pushing it back. The last time I heard it was 2013, and I think it'll go 2015 if they can get by with it.
I thought I heard they moved to 2014, but I could be
wrong. Well, I think that they'll go back that far, but now I don't think that they've got a concrete way. And the suggestions that I've had to them is just go right below the existing bridge and build the brand new one and go in the Shadow Rock, that junction down there, that way. Refurbish the old bridge. And they never said yay or nay. It was just a suggestion. Now, it's going to cost a lot of money to put a bridge across there. And it's going to cost somebody a lot of time and money to close that bridge down. And it's going to take probably 2 years to build it.
They're facing the exact same problem at Kimberly. Kimberly Bridge is the same age. Mm-hmm. It was put into service for the same reason. Now at the same point.
They just got, 300-foot long legs or something incredibly long.
Well, they said that it would cost, $60 million, I think, to build a new Kimberly City Bridge. Wow. So I don't know what they're going to do here, but obviously they've got
to. Well, the school has bought land up across from Old Remus to build a new elementary or high school, I think it'll be elementary. So if they go up there with a school, the pressure is really going to be put on them to close it down at that point. And how close the school is to building up there, I don't know, but they've got the land already bought.
The school is moving ahead with alternative plans to with the bridge closed. They're developing plans of what they would do. I know that much, and so because somebody connected with it asked me what we were doing, what I knew about it and what we were doing about it.
I don't see that they have an alternative better than doing a new bridge.
That's what I think too.
I just don't see it.
They've got to do the same thing they did in Branson. They're just going to have to come up with the money. Now somebody asked me too. They said that they have to do a cost study, like. If they close that bridge for a year or two, what would that cost the community, in dollars, like the businesses in Forsyth, what would be that cost?
For the businesses in Branson, for the workers that's going over there?
Yeah. They said you have to, that they, MoDOT should do that study.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. Well, they do that. They did that for our bridge.
Right, they have to do that.
There's a study that calculates if it was closed for a year,
right,
what that costs.
I wonder if they've done that. We ought to get a hold of that.
Well, I'm sure, I would be surprised if this one was actually done.